noise. You sure that mic is off? Then why am I hearing? All right. I'm getting some noise in my ear, and I don't know where it's coming from. It's Ron. Ron, you got a fan going on out there?
No, I don't. Completely silent here. Except for your voice.
And that's always been my complaint. You're too silent. You should talk more. At any rate, here is Bill Still and his report about our wonderful new commander, and I'm going to go get the bad guys, Mr. Jeff Sessions.
Good afternoon. I'm still reporting on the Clinton crime cabal. Today is the last day of our fall fundraiser, so we are asking you, our faithful viewers, to go to www.billstill.com.
Everybody's
doing scroll down to the bottom of this first screen, and in the subscribe area, subscribe for whatever you're comfortable with. Equally good is to give via Patreon. Go to patreon.com, then type in Bill Still. You'll see me recording in Germany in the snow and Molly in the bottom left. And we do take Bitcoin. See the address in the description box below this video window. Former Congressman Jason Chavich told Judge Jeanine last night that he recently met with Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and he said that he wasn't interested in any sort of prosecutions of the Clinton crime cabal. That's pretty stunning stuff.
Here to break it all down, former Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz, now a Fox contributor. All right, Jason. All right, Jason. I also have a letter here to Jeff Sessions from you, referring to Brian Pagliano. You see, it all comes back, Congressman, to the same stuff. You guys have been pushing for months and for years to get to the bottom of it. And as they push back, Clinton and Pagliano and all the rest of them, they keep asserting the fifth. They keep denying, and they keep saying, you know, we don't have anything. Even the State Department today, 70,000 pages that have been ordered by a federal judge, they won't even deliver it. What can you tell us about what's being done now, and what can you do?
Yeah, it's been more than a year. The State Department is holding tens of thousands of documents on a case that they claim is closed. And when I met with Attorney General Sessions, much like Ron DeSantis did, I basically got a stiff arm. I got an attorney general that said he would not comply. He wasn't going to do any sort of prosecutions. And it's such a huge difference. When he was a senator, he would have never put up with that. But the deep state is very real. They're pushing back. It needs to continue to be exposed. But we can't do the basic oversight.
Afraid
the demands
of them.
That
you
this.
See, look, Congressman, I'm so happy you got oversight. And, you know, even though you're not a congressman anymore, Ron's got the oversight. You guys do not have a grand jury. You cannot impanel a grand jury. You cannot prosecute.
Nope.
You cannot put someone in jail. All right. So I'm happy what you're doing. It's great. Congratulations on what they're doing. What does a president have to do to get Sessions to do his job, to get rid of Rosenstein, who appointed Mueller and all his crazy cabal? What do you tell the president?
Just on the basic fact, are you conflicted or not? Do you have any conflict of interest based on bar rules, but also based on the rules? The president should ask, do you have any conflict of interest? And the chief of staff can also do this. General Kelly can do this and say, do you have a conflict of interest? If there is a conflict of a case they're investigating, they need to step aside immediately.
Okay, so Mueller should say immediately he has a conflict. He never told, as far as we know, anyone that he was on that Uranium One underlying case. He never talked about his relationship with Comey. And we're not sure that he even told anyone on CFIUS when all the Clinton-connected people and the Clinton Foundation-connected people said, oh, it's okay to sell our uranium, and let's not tell anyone about it. I mean, what do you think of that?
I don't think there's any reason why Congress can't call up each of the nine, they were cabinet level people. They can call up each of the nine people and ask them, why was it in the best interest of the United States of America to give 20% of our uranium reserves essentially to the Russians?
Let's take the break here. We'll conclude this on the other side. Judge Jeanine there on Fox News talking about Uranium One. And Hillary Clinton, my God, I think the word's getting out. Where's Jeff Sessions?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator.
The balance of that interview, Fox News, folks. I mean, really?
And there's no reason why Congress did, but Congress doesn't have the guts to do it. That's
why?
It's part of the reason I left, Janine, because I got so frustrated with the fact that Congress will not stand up for itself, and our leadership does not think this is important.
Do they all have so many skeletons? I mean, what is it? The American people are out of their minds right now. This is the kind of thing. No one has a problem. If someone makes a mistake, you punish them. But it's one after another, the cash, the payoffs, the pay-to-play, the in-your-face, try me, I dare you. This is outrageous. The American people have had it.
Congress does not have the ability to enforce a subpoena. The only way to enforce a subpoena on the Department of Justice is to go to the Department of Justice. That has to change. There has to be a fundamental change so that Congress can get to the courts.
Should Jeff Sessions be out?
Well, I don't know what the case is to keep him in this place.
All
if
right,
he's
quit.
Not going to look at the obvious conflicts of interest. I think that is a legitimate question for him. Give him a week or so, maybe 10 days, and say, have you or have you not looked at the conflicts of interest? If he has, then let's see the answer to that, because at least on the surface, these people are all conflicted and should not be prosecuting or investigating cases they were already involved with.
Jason Chaffetz, thanks for your honesty. Thanks for being...
Well, 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 well. Ron.
You know, it really doesn't surprise me. It's like, you know, we were discussing a dog and pony show, and this is basically what we've been seeing since Donald Trump has gotten in. You know, the first thing he was supposed to do was clean up the swamp. And part of the swamp was Hillary Clinton, in my mind. I don't know about yours, but I haven't seen anyone do anything. And he's been in office since what, since February now?
Well, and Comey said that they were reopening the investigation in the Clinton private email. I'm really not that interested in seeing how many emails that she had on a server that was not secure, and that's a diversion. Again, you control this thing by leading you down dead ends. I am just absolutely flabbergasted that you know, it was reported what back in February. And folks, do you remember this one? Trump ordered Gowdy and Chavez back on the Clinton case to go after everything. Well, Trey Gowdy is up there now saying that Robert Mueller, oh, he's a great guy. He's the most honest guy the FBI had. Really? How the hell is that possible? And Chavez got so frustrated, he up and quit. Aha.
Well, the biggest crooks are in government. You know that.
Well, and here's Trump, the neophyte Trump, gets in office, and he's there to drain the swamp. And I heard Rivero say that, you know, he's got the alligators and the water moccasins. He opened up the door, and they're seated right next to him. Now, here's a scarier. Oh, here's a scarier scenario. Maybe Jeff Jeff Sessions as... Maybe he's a real good friend of Donald Trump's. Wasn't Donald Trump in New York when Hillary Clinton was senator from New York? If we really do open up a Clinton Foundation investigation to find out who was on the pay-to-play, would Mr. Trump's name be on that list? He was friends with him. He said that. Of course, on the campaign trail, he also said, you know, I want to put Hillary in jail. And then when he got into office, well, I'm not going to pursue it. Excuse me? How the hell, how do you have this 180-degree reversal? He complains about the media. He complains about the swamp. But he's butt deep in it right now. I don't get it. Will in Cincinnati. Hello, Will.
Hey, how you doing, bud?
Hi.
Good. Hey, actually, I mean, I was going to call in and leave this comment with Mike, but you guys have switched over now, but it's still relevant. I figured I may as well get it out there on the airwaves so people can be talking about it. I mean, one angle I haven't really heard anybody bring up yet is with the release of all these files and whatnot, what motives there actually could be. And I'm going to suggest that maybe Donald Trump is trying to reveal to us exactly what he's up against and how bad it was. Hopefully, enough of us recognize how corrupt it was even 50 years ago. It can't be better now. It's got to be worse. Maybe he's telegraphing, you know, he's trying to telegraph to us what he's up against and just how entangled he is, so that everybody, we need to be on edge and we need to be paying attention. And I think our community is, but we need to be talking to other. We need to be talking about this to people, and not be sidetracked. You know what I mean? With all the Hollywood stuff,
and
everything.
And you know, like, what? Donald Trump was never adverse to speaking plainly when he was doing his campaign deal. And it was Steve Bannon. By the way, I wanted to mention, Will, that Steve Bannon has now been cited as being the front, and Breitbart News is the front for Vladimir Putin. It keeps the garbage keeps going on and on and on. And Donald Trump, I mean, he didn't have to tell me about fake news. Hell, I knew that 25 years ago. But he told the rest of the American people that. And what he needs to do is start addressing the American people directly. And if he's got to go into a missile silo someplace with 10,000 security guards around him, let him do so. But he has to start, and he's got to start with the Clinton Foundation. I mean, there's, look, we don't even, we can only imagine. We know it's rotten to the core. We know a little bit about the Clinton Foundation. We know about the pay-to-play, the $500,000 that Billy Boy got for, you know, the speech in Russia, and that's for her putting together the uranium deal for Russia. You know, I mean, and how can you turn around and say that Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, well, they were there to rob Hillary Clinton? I mean, Hillary Clinton was out there trying to cheat Bernie Sanders. So what we're actually witnessing here, Will, is a stunned world that didn't think that Donald Trump had a ghost chance in hell, and they had this all set up for Miss Hillary, Queen Hillary, to walk into the White House. Well, they're still using these narratives, even though they have 100% been debunked, and it's all a lie, but it's not stopping them. I mean, Trump has to come out. He needs to start addressing the nation directly. He doesn't need mouthpieces. Yeah. He needs to speak to the American people in his own voice, in his own words. Throw the political crap out the window, because we're in some serious stuff here.
We are, and so is he.
Yeah.
And he, if he doesn't, he may not get a chance to speak to us directly. If he doesn't handle this swamp may very well handle him. And you know, time is short, and I appreciate you guys, and I'll go ahead and listen to your response offline, and God bless you guys.
All right,
thanks for getting the word out on this stuff.
All right, well, I appreciate your call. By the way, you're a first-time caller, are you not?
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Keep walking and talking, my friend.
You got it.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Let me put it to you this way. Let me answer Will in this particular fashion. We are literally at a tipping point in this country right now. And when I say that, it's political, it's economic, it's social. We are at a tipping point right now. If this trend is not reversed, and I mean hard reverse, no slowing down and then easing it into gear. I'm talking about slamming on a brakes, jamming it in reverse. I don't care if you burn the tires off the damn thing. Doing it. This has got to be done, and it's got to be done now. You know it, and I know it, Ron. The key to our success in this country and for dumping the deep state puppets, the world bankers, the globalists, the one world orderites, give them a name. I don't give a damn what you use. But in order to stop them, we need a new money system. You want to start draining a swamp? That's a good place to start. According to Ron Paul, there's a bill coming up. It's been approved, gotten through committee. They're going to audit the Fed. Well, wonderful. When is that going to happen? After the economy collapses? Because I got news for you. We're in some deep doo-doo here. And Trump is banking on his tax cuts, not to be so-called revenue neutral. No, their budget, what did they disapprove, Ron? $3-4 trillion, that's our budget?
Yeah.
$4 trillion to run this country? And there's been no appreciable cuts in expense, no downsizing in the government? 10 years ago, I was talking about getting rid of Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. And people freaked out. They said, well, gosh, I depend on that. Yeah, I know you do. And my suggestion was, it's already in debt. We're going to be continually in debt with it. But sign up, nobody knew. You don't take any more people on so-so security. You don't bring any more people into the Medicare, Medicaid. You service the people that are in that system. Once those people are gone, so are the programs. End of story. But they're not going to do this. This is control. And every damn time, Ron, the government gets behind something, it goes south, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
All right, let's get back to some callers here. Wally in New Brunswick. Hello, Wally.
Hi, John. How you doing?
Good.
Good. By the way, Mike's got another $100 there for you guys.
Thank you so much, Wally. I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. It's an honorarium. It's in memory of my loving car who got killed 4 weeks ago.
I'm sorry. Who got killed?
My car.
Your car? As in
yeah, with a political thing too. I was driving down the road conservatively on the right side. I had the right of way, and some left-thinking liberal decided to take a left turn before the road was cleared. And he took
well,
up
you,
my car.
You know, what was it said? You can take so many lefts, and then you're going right. Well, I appreciate that. Did you have a name for it?
For my car?
Yeah.
Not really. It was a classic car, John. Seriously, it was an 86 Barrel GT.
A what GT?
1986 Pontiac Fiero GT.
With
a V6.
You mean the thing that they start improving to the point that General Motors looked at Pontiac and says, you can't keep doing this. You're competing with our Corvette,
yeah.
So we're getting rid of it. And then they turned around and got rid of the whole damn division. Yes, wonderful
yeah.
thinking.
So I got
yeah.
Yeah, because the 89 Fiero was going to have a V8. And that's why Corvette got all freaky.
Well, and most people don't know this story, that the Mazda Miata, the designer of that vehicle, which Mark, I forget his last name, I'll have to look it up. But anyhow, I talked to this guy several times. He was at our shop. We did prototypical stuff for GM. And lo and behold, I'm talking to the inventor of the car, the designer of the car. He took it to GM, and GM turned it down and said, no, we're not interested. They took it to Mazda. And Mazda was coming out with the first MPV that year. They almost didn't do the Miata. But, I mean, here was a little two-seater that was fashioned after the British Roadster. Highly successful, you know, Triumph, the TR6s and all that stuff, Spitfires and everything else. And GM turned it down. And look what a windfall it turned into for Mazda Motor. The stories are endless. But at any rate. Okay, aside from Anonymous dying... And we're sorry to hear that.
Yes.
What's on your mind?
Yeah. Okay, Paul, since you guys have been talking about Trump, I want to make a couple of points here, John, and then we can quickly get into debate whether I'm right or wrong. Trump is, we got to remember, the guy came out of private industry. He owned the company. He made the decision, okay? There were no voters. There was nobody around, you know?
And we're talking about Trump.
Yeah, we're talking about Trump.
Okay. All right.
And, okay. Now, if he had a situation of putting up one of his buildings, I mean, he doesn't know squat about how to put steel together and things like that. So he went to the professionals. He went to the engineers and got them to do it for him. He hired people to do this stuff for him. Okay, so now here he is. He's part of the United States, okay? He's not a CEO anymore. He's an administrator. Basically, he's got to take what Congress gives him to work with, the laws. And so his problem is, sure, he's, you know, got to do all these other things that you've mentioned so far tonight, but the other part of the swamp, probably the most important part of the swamp that he's really got to clean out, just so that he can get some good backing, he's got to clean out Congress, but he can't fire them. So do you remember a few weeks ago, Bannon got fired?
Yeah.
I'll put fired in quotation marks. I would have loved to have been in that room, because I would have loved to see Trump shaking hands with Bannon and with a big wink. And you're fired. And then Bannon is out of the... Like, Bannon's big problem was he couldn't do anything in the White House because everybody was after his butt. So now he's free. He's out there. He can go and he can do what he does best, which is organize a political machine.
Well, there, and I'm going to tell you what, after this got leaked out here, well, leaked because the major medias didn't pick it up as a headline story, but people have found out that we've got a wimp in there as attorney general and is not going to touch Clinton. And there are Senate seats coming up, and people are tired of it. They're using the Trump model based on who the people are that want to fill the new Senate seats, and hopefully these are going to be hear no evil, see no evil kind of people, that they're not going to be of that ilk. You know, the problem.
Can I hang around for a bit, John?
Yeah, hang on one second here. I'll take the break here. By the way, Bob M. in Michigan would like people to match his $200 donation. So far, we needed $3,600 today, and what are we up to? About $1,200? All right, let's take the break. We'll be right back.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Expect from me at all. I'm not the kind to
smile and bow out gracefully. I always wanted to take it to the wall.
You're damn right. All right, we're back. Wally, hang on a second in New Brunswick. Some of you people have been doing some PayPaling here, and we appreciate that. Let me go back on the list here. Of course, we don't have any names associated. Oh, well, here we do. Lynn, $15. Thank you. Chris, $25. Thank you. Steve, $10. Ron, $100. And, boy, you tree people out there, thank you. $100 from them. And do we have a drum roll in there? Oh, he's busy on the phone. Never mind. I don't want to interrupt him right now. Walt, I appreciate it. $100. Jack, $150. Kelly, $100. And Brian. Brian, $2,000.
Oh, my goodness.
And, folks, that's just to pay 6 months of back bills on, well, actually three each, for the internet and for the satellite. So that puts us at zero, but that doesn't stop the bills from coming in. So just because Brian anteed up here for $2,000, we're cycling here beginning of the month, and the bills, we get the rent, the utilities, the rest of the bills, the payroll. It never stops, folks. It never stops. And I appreciate each and every one of you. To some people, donating $25 is like Brian donating $2,000. You know, I mean, it's folks, just do what your conscience will allow, because we literally are in a fight. And just when you need to amass many troops fighting in the same direction, doing the same battle, going after the same enemy, the ranks have been thinned. According to Mr. D, bring those in here, Michael. According to Mr. D, we got 2.5 networks out there. Art, $50, thank you. And Mike, I know you don't have your glasses. You lost your glasses, but what the hell is this? Gabriel, okay. Whew. He's working at half capacity today. At any rate, Wally, still there? Go ahead.
I'm still here, John. Very quickly, follow up. Folks, keep adding up. Let's build up a little cushion for John so he has something to
fall back on. No. Let's not leave him with that impression, Wally, because no matter what the amount of money, I could pay down all the bills in the network. That's not cushion. That's just not falling on your butt today.
Yeah, no, but let's get those bills paid, and then we'll build a cushion for you.
Okay, we're at the top of the hour, Wally. Sorry, we're out of time. I'm teasing. No, I'm teasing you. You got about a minute here.
No, John, I'll finish this on Wednesday, because what I was going to say, Trump's got to get the Congress behind him.
Well,
and that's what Bannon's doing right now.
Well, and to get Congress behind him to do what? To have a replacement for Obamacare?
For anything that he wants to do there, John.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got some Supremes that are going to be leaving. They're going to have to be replaced.
Well, you got that. Right.
When he goes after Clinton, they're going to fight that all the way up to the Supreme Court. You know that.
Yeah, and anybody, and it was pointed out, no matter if it's attorney general or head of the FBI, that has to be approved, doesn't it? Hey, yeah. Wally, thanks a lot. I appreciate you holding on, sir.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this 30th day of October 2017, along with Ronald McDonald. And you know that that video that you sent me, Ron?
Yes.
I can't get it to play. It's on Vimeo, and it will not play.
Oh. Why don't you have Mike do a search on the internet? It's right there available. Maybe he can get a better copy.
Well, he's listening to you right now, so tell him what to do.
I'll just go on the internet and look for the Las Vegas airport and the seven shooters that were seen on the tarmac, and planes were diverted for that reason during the time the Las Vegas shooting was happening.
All right. By the way, Before It's News, I want to warn you about Before It's News. That's a disinformation channel. Ron.
Yes. Did okay.
You? Yeah. I that and Sorcha Fall.
Okay.
Well, guess who's here? The guy that's going to be interviewing you next Sunday. The heck's his name?
Cronkite, I think, or
what was it? Steve Evans or something like that?
Yes.
Hello.
Steve Elkins.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Cronkite. Crankcase. That's big shoes to fill it, right?
Walrus crankcase. And if you remember a couple of years ago seeing the commercial, at the end of his commercial, yeah. He went, things are changing. Are you watching? Yeah, Walrus, we knew you were in on the takedown. Jeez. Steve, I understand that you want to be a successful talk show host.
I do.
Okay, so you're going
to
use
big shoes to fill. I'm not even going to throw myself in the ring with you guys. You and Mike Rivero, those are big shoes. But I'll be getting maybe a bronze medal if I can.
Well, I mean that all depends on how much time. So you got to pay your dues. You got to put your time in. Sunday program, that's good for getting your feet wet. But the real stuff comes in on a Monday through Friday. And when did you say you were retiring?
I'm probably a couple years.
Oh, so. We got to wait that long. The world will probably end by then.
Yeah. Hey, if I keep subbing for you once in a while, that'll give me one of the Monday through Fridays. That'll work once in a while.
All right. What's on your mind? What's on your mind, Steve?
Well, I was just thinking about the deep state and how strong and influential they are. And here we had what James Comey refused to do his job, and we had to. The Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, refused to do her job. Now we have Jeff Sessions that says he won't do his job when it comes to investigating Hillary. So the deep state is very, very strong, very influential. My question is, I haven't even heard from the new FBI director, Christopher Wray. Have you both heard anything about him?
I forgot the guy's name. He's been that visible in the news.
Yeah, Christopher Wray. Not a thing. Not a thing from him. I haven't heard a thing from him yet. Ron, you?
No, I haven't. I have not.
Well, I saw his little Q&A session in front of some panel in Washington. I watched that, and I thought, okay, well, looks like he's going to get approved. And then he gets sworn in, and then he's up and gone. It's like we have no FBI director. Wow.
Well, he's still there. I just haven't heard a word from the guy either. Hey, Ron, I have a question for you real quick.
Okay.
What is the process to force an FBI director or an attorney general to fulfill their duty obligations? We saw people not doing their job. How can they be forced to do their jobs?
Well, that's a writ of mandamus. It compels one to do the duties within their office.
Okay.
So,
that's not been done.
No, I don't see any of the extraordinary writs being used to control our government. It's very seldom. I use them, but I don't see too many people using them. And, of course, that is a tool that everyone should be familiar with, because when your county doesn't do things correctly or has a meeting without your knowledge, you have a right to take them to task on it. But how many people know these tools exist?
Answers my question. Writ of mandamus. Got it. That's great. I've been hoping that somebody sooner or later will actually do this, because I'm just waiting for this other guy to kind of foil and say, well, I'm too afraid to, you know, basically do my job.
Well,
which is telling you the deep state is influential.
Well, and it tells you that the power that they wield and how deep it really is. I mean, take a look at the CIA, the old OSS. Look at the death and maiming and the trillions of dollars spent for what? For what? I was blown away. I saw this actually on television, of all places, where the woman was talking about, I'll tell you what it was on. It was on Garage Squad, of all things. It's a television show where they people nominate other people. They've got a car in their garage, and they, for various reasons, they family obligations, whatever, they can't repair a car. They can't get it on the road. Well, this Garage Squad shows up, and they do a week-long in their own premises. I mean, they'll even shoot your car with paint, and they'll do transmissions, entire drag. They'll do it all. And they did this woman that her son was killed. I guess he bought a car. I forget the make of the car. It's not important. But it was when he was over in Iraq, he bought this car stateside here. When he got out, he and his father were going to restore it. Well, he didn't make it out of Iraq. So the Garage Squad shows up. They're talking to this woman, and she revealed something that I'd never heard on TV before. She said there's been about 4,000 U.S. soldiers killed in combat or combat-related roles in the Middle East. But what they're not talking about, and what her son did, was killed himself. And this was the first time ever on television anywhere that I heard an admission. There's been over 100,000 of our servicemen that have committed seppuku, that have killed themselves.
Wow.
100,000. And I got to get this off of a TV car shop repair show.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, another thing I mentioned to Ron is that with this newest video that just came out, actually that video Ron was talking about that's out there about the extra shooters on the tarmac, I got that video too, and of course we all know the evidence points to several shooters. But another term that I have never ever heard, and you will never ever hear on mainstream media, is the term false flag. And I'm kind of amazed, because I talk to people about false flags, they don't have no clue what that is. And when I go into an explanation and tell them, they look at me like, are you serious? Our government actually does that. And I said, yeah. Not only our government, other governments have used it too. But I just look forward to the day, I hope someday, that actually people will actually hear that word on mainstream media. I don't expect it to, but maybe I might get shocked one day. Somebody may go out on a limb and actually mention this word, which will cause people to want to research and then look back at all the cases in history that we were called kooks and nuts for saying that something was wrong here. There was a conspiracy. People got together and carried out an evil mission. But I hope someday I see that. I hope in mainstream media the term false flag is actually mentioned someday.
Well, and you know, I've got a bigger wish than that, and I'll just, in addition to, Steve, what you just said, not everybody in the media is a whore or a sellout. We have seen countless cases where they're investigating stuff and they turn up some pretty juicy stuff, only to be shot down by their editorial boards or their boss, whatever the case may be. People in government. I mean, Chavez walked away from government. He had a pretty cushy job. You know, the retirement, he still gets retirement for the amount of time he spent in there. He gets retirement for the rest of his life. But even this guy walks away from the swamp saying, you know, I've got some character, I've got some morality and ethics, and I can't do this anymore. You know, this is the amount of help that good people are. But the impression I want to leave with people is that it's now time to quit frittering away, wringing of hands, gnashing of teeth, and it's time just to stand your ground. That will draw in other people. And when that starts to happen, I listened to Mike Rivero's entire show today, which I never have the opportunity to do. And I'll tell you, he's one damn fine broadcaster. But he made some points here that, you know, if we're having problems here getting a untainted, forget Mr. Comey, forget Mr. Brennan, forget, he says, why don't we bring in Larry Klayman? Here's a guy that equally, with zeal, would go after Democrats and Republicans if they were crooks and liars. This is the kind of guy, and he was the Freedom of Information king on the planet. This guy got more information through the Freedom of Information Act, not easily. He had to pry it out. It was like pulling chicken teeth. He would get the information. But could you imagine a guy being in a position like him that draws no quarter and whatever that saying was? That here's a guy that doesn't have any political axe to grind, that only wants to do one thing, go after criminals. Why not get the flop-eared midget out of there and bring in Larry Klayman? Wow. Now, there was there's a hell of a suggestion.
I totally agree.
Yeah. By the way,
I totally agree.
By the way, before you leave, when's your show on?
It is going to be 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Sundays.
Is that 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern, or is that Central?
Eastern.
Which would be Eastern. 1 to 3 Central.
Central, yeah.
There you right. We don't we go. Operate in God's waiting room or the East Coast time, okay? Rule number one for the network. Steve?
Ron, I'll wake you up. Get you up early, okay. A couple hours early before the show starts.
Okay.
Well, that's
right. We got a 3-hour difference between us.
Well, that would make it 10 o'clock.
No, actually, 11 time. For Ron. 11.
Yeah. We're using Skype, right,
No.
Steve?
Wait, whoa. I can see a problem already. Central time, you're on from when? Okay, let's go your Eastern time here. When are you on, Steve?
Two to four.
So that would be 11. Okay, 11 o'clock, your time. Ron, you got a long
correct.
Clock?
Yeah, well, I'm up before the sun rises.
What, from the night before partying?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Why not?
He's a real party animal. Yeah. Well, Steve, what's the name of your program?
It's beginning called Off the Beaten Path.
Okay.
Off the Beaten Path.
And I'm looking forward to it.
I am too.
All right.
Hey, you guys still have your spinners?
I have mine.
Spinning?
No, Mike Sladicek stole mine. Out of the trash. But I still have the coffee cups and the stress relievers.
Good deal.
Yeah, I damn you, sir, with the spinner stuff. I'm sitting here playing with it. It's like this is mindless. And this is crazy.
It is. May have just developed another something else the pharmaceuticals have to make a pill for now to stop you from doing.
Well, I just on that point, it would have been better if you would have sent drugs. for as obsessive as that thing was. My God.
Yeah, I know.
But I appreciate the thought, sir. And I will see you next Sunday.
You got it.
Thanks.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Steve. Great. If he does a good job on the radio that he does in nursing.
Yeah. But he's a full package, I think. You know, I recognized his talent when I first spoke with him. So,
well, by the way, I guess this is just between you and me and nobody else is listening. He's trying his damnedest to pry you out of California.
I know. That's not going to happen.
Oh, yes, it is.
Here.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go through the back door talking to your family. He's assaulting you from the front. I'm coming in the back door.
And I'm to move to Florida?
God's waiting room. How much longer do you think you're going to live? Another 100 years?
Well, I'm hoping to make it another 100.
Yeah.
Hey, a guy can dream, right?
Yeah, well.
Doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah, well, I kind of take that realist approach. You know, I'm not too optimistic. I'm not too pessimistic. I deal with things the way they are. And that way I'm not too disappointed or I'm not too happy. And somebody can stick a pin in my balloon.
Oh, so you look forward to the worst happening and then expect the best? Or how does that work for you?
No, I just stand in the middle and I watch both of them go up in smoke.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a great sanity relief. Before the idiots in Washington get us blown off the face of the earth, and have you noticed, my friend Mr. McDonald, how, we're going to tear up the nuclear arms deal. We've got forces in Syria that we're now hearing that they might be permanently stationed inside of Syria. And here's the thing, folks, nobody invited them. The people of Syria did not invite him. Bashar al-Assad, the president of Syria, didn't invite him. The Ruskis showed up and kicked the crap out of ISIS, the creation of MI6 and Israeli intelligence and our intelligence agencies. You know, we trained them, funded them, created them. And I'm like, really? Oh, this is going to be fun. Now, on top of all that, for nuclear weapons that North Korea does not have, we're getting ready to go to war with North Korea. How insane does this have to get? And these little pseudo 50s style cold little warriors, hell, half of these guys, Ron, just wanted to press the button on Russia before they developed fully their intercontinental ballistic missile systems and high yield, hydrogen weapons. And yeah, there's people that wanted to nuke them first, a preemptive strike to get rid of the perceived danger. Well, they're going after North Korea and they're ratcheting up. I mean, this is starting to get serious. So we got a bunch of cold warriors that have changed out their costume and they're now running around inside the White House with suits. Now, if we all remember, Donald Trump wanted to get us the hell out of the Middle East, and that included pulling the guard out for the opium poppy center. It's known to us as being Afghanistan. No, we got permanent boots on the ground there. We upped that. We got some more people in there to guard that. Evidently, we're not going to be leaving Syria. We're hoping Iran nixes the deal that was made and agreed to. So we have an excuse to go after them as well, much to the glee and the excitement and the sheer pleasure of our little Israeli friends over there that are real good at killing people and denying human rights and all that other stuff. Isn't that ironic, Ron? People that claim that 6 million of them were killed off are doing the same kind of genocide to the Palestinians?
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful? And really, what the entire Middle East combined, I want people to think about this. And I don't give a damn if it's Syria. I don't care if it's Afghanistan. I don't care if it's Iraq, Iran. Give it a name. Give it a geographic location. If they all combined forces and went to war with Israel, guess who would win? Israel would just roll out its 400 nuclear weapons that it now possesses and bring enough firepower in the Middle East to basically apply enough heat to the desert sand to turn into a gigantic glass parking lot. Who's zooming whom here? And I thought Trump was going to at least not dip his toes in that particularly funky part of the swamp.
Well, didn't Trump say as his campaign, one of his platforms, is that we were going to end the wars, we're going to pull out of these different areas, we're not going to be the police of the world any longer.
Ta-da! Fooled you! We'll take the break. 800-313-9443. No, that's not the donate button. That's the call-in number. The donate number is 800-724-2719, extension 3. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
By the way, breaking news, Mikey's in love.
Oh.
It only took you how many years to find this girl? Your whole life. He's in love. She wants to get a farm and have babies and raise chickens and all that stuff. And I haven't seen this guy happier.
How old is Mike?
What are you, 38 now? 39. She's 39. How old? 34? Well, on that baby end, you better get started right away. Yeah, okay. All right. It's so refreshing, isn't it?
What, love?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. You're still...
If you have the right one.
Yeah, coming from a guy that's still married.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for the reminder. At any rate, for example, I'm talking about here wars that we want to just blow more people up. You know, we're the moral equivalent out there today in this world as I don't know what. But, you know, we're here to keep you people here in this country safe. Well, the U.S. military is now a second class compared to the Russian military. And I've got a clue for you, Pentagon. Are you listening today? Pull all the bases out from around the world and you'll have more money than you know what to steal. I mean, more money than you know what to do with. That was Ron Paul's idea about strengthening the military. He wasn't against new technologies and strengthening the military. Not at all. He says, I know exactly where to get the money. Shut these damn bases down. How many hundreds of bases do we have worldwide, folks? How many billions and trillions of dollars does that take to run? Well, Paul Craig Roberts says, for example, the U.S. Navy has been made obsolete by Russia's hypersonic maneuvering.